podcast stuff.
We just saw Shinedown at the smallest fucking show ever.
An intimate evening with Shinedown.
There were like 100 people there.
If that. It was a terrace at the Grammy Museum. Rooftop!
Yeah, that was fucking amazing. So they did like an interview and kind of talking about stuff, and then they played 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 songs. Six songs. Some awesome quotes from the interview. Everyone is a villain and someone else's therapist. Yeah. Zach Myers. And Brent said, being in Shinedown is like being in the third grade forever. they're working on their 8th album. It's not a concept album, they insist, even though...
I mean, that's what they said about the last
Planet Zero, right. So yeah, there's that. That was really impactful for me.
It really was fucking amazing.
Like, being that close to them, yeah, cool. But, I mean, like, seeing them just, like, chatting and genuine and like... You know, I mean, I'm sure they had a little bit of their game face on, but, like, they weren't, like, on a stage in front of thousands and thousands of people. They were just hanging out.
Yeah, and even the, you know, interview part was, like, they specifically had, you know, asked for the moderator, you know, that they brought in from, like,
Oklahoma. They flew her
for
in.
This thing. And, like, half of the questions and stuff were them just, like, fucking with her about the coconut oil for her pants that she borrowed from her personal trainer.
Those were some pretty fantastic pants.
They were some great pants. Very shiny. Also, apparently had coconut oil on both sides.
And Zach was trying to see, like, how many times he could talk about the pants, which was very entertaining for me.
It was great. I mean, they obviously were just up there chatting, having fun, telling jokes. You know, messing with each other.
I just realized we forgot to introduce ourselves. I'm Twisted Cat.
Oh, I think they know who we are, but...
I'm Batman.
I'm Patch.
Sorry, Batman, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm Batman. Not here is not here. Like, for
real. Like, for reals. Batman actually got to ask an interview question.
I did.
What was your question, Batman?
I had to ask him if the Deep Dive tour was ever going to get rescheduled.
Yeah, the B-Sides tour. I so want that to happen.
Totally. I mean, so there were like 2 or 3 questions before me, and everybody had like super deep, like philosophical questions. Like, I'm a writer, and when you write things, this and that, like deep into the psyche of stuff. And yeah, and I was like, yeah, so are you guys going to do that really cool tour that you promised and then had to cancel?
So, like, first of all, they went, that guy.
There, like, we can't see that, like, that guy right there. I'm like, yeah, that's me. I answer to that guy.
And Batman started asking the question before they even got the mic to him.
Yeah. Well, it's not like he needed the mic.
No.
Because I stood up and I said 1 or 2 things, and Brent was basically like, I don't even think he really needs the mic.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I got to ask
him. It's almost like
question.
We have a background in projection.
Yeah. Right.
And I, you know. I gave them a bit of a compliment on, you know, just stage presence and just their live shows being inspirational. And then asked my question about that Deep Dive show that he says that there are no immediate plans, sadly.
But they will do it at some point.
That somewhere in the future,
so
it will probably happen.
They knew what you were going to ask.
Right?
You got like,
oh yeah.
Are you ever going to get around here? And they were like, oh, the Deep
Dive
tour.
We know where this is going. And I mean, nobody else was asking the question, but half of the room applauded when I asked the question.
Yeah. Well, they, like, didn't know how, like, people were going to respond to that tour, and it sold out, like,
in
48
hours.
Flat. Yeah.
Like, every venue that they had announced for it sold out within 48 hours.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So they played, I wrote this down because I never remember this shit, thank you. They played If You Only Knew, they played 45, which is really funny because he said, we never play this. I've heard them do it at least 3 times live.
Right? Maybe it was sarcasm, okay. B, maybe it was, we never play this acoustic.
Possibly. although it's like the most acoustic song they have. They played Cut the Cord, they played Symptom of Being Human, they played Sound of Madness, and they ended with Second Chance. Yeah, that was...
It was, I mean, so it was split into two parts. The first part was the interview, the second part was the performance.
And for the record, it was actually just Brent and Zach.
Right.
Yes.
On stage. They didn't have Eric or...
You started this.
Yeah, I did.
I'm not going to bail you out.
They didn't have the rest of the band there with them. Eric Bash on bass.
I usually know this, and it's fallen out of my head because I'm on the spot. I love it. Barry,
there you go. So yeah, it was just the two of them. I don't know where everybody else was, but so it was kind of the Smith and Myers show, all acoustic. I mean, they were playing all Shinedown stuff and not the stuff they do when they do Smith and Myers. But yeah, it was fun because they were also talking about their songwriting process being not full everything. They just kind of sit down with an acoustic guitar or a piano, and even their heavier, harder, faster songs are all kind of worked out like that.
Yeah.
So we got the pared down version of stuff, which was just super awesome.
And just the chemistry between Brent and Zach, obviously.
Yeah.
And the interviewer person that they've known for 20 years. She's a radio so-and-so.
She has a show on Apple Radio. That's all I remember.
Yeah. Her name starts with a J, but that's all I remember. But the chemistry and the ease of yakking and chatting and bullshitting was so wonderful. And then the chemistry of Brent and Zach performing and feeding off of each other is in. I'm completely at a loss for words. It was so amazing.
Well, and Brent was talking about like being in a band for 21 years. You know, you're essentially all married to each other on a certain level. There's that level of intimacy, and getting to see them up close having that level of intimacy was really cool.
It was apparently all very impromptu. They had no set list. They had no, oh, we're going to do this next.
That was fun.
A bunch of discussion about that on stage. Because, you pick the next one. Oh, I got to, okay, well, what about maybe something off the first record? Do you know this one? I don't, do you know which song I'm going to play? I hope so. We'll see how this goes.
I figured, like, you know, if they're going to say we never play this one, they would have played, like, Misfits or something, which would have made me so happy.
I was hoping.
All right. Okay, so that was fucking amazing.
If you haven't heard us talk about Shinedown before,
you've never listened to the show, so, right? I don't even know how many times we've seen them at this point. Batman and I were talking about the first time we saw them was in Vegas playing with Breaking Benjamin and, like, one of the first Nothing More shows ever outside of, like
Texas.
Yeah, and New York. But that was in 2015. Yeah. So, you know, we've been going to their shows for a while now, and we try to see them every time they come to L.A. I think we've missed, like, one show.
Although it sounds like there's a show happening tomorrow that we are not going to?
Yes, because it's out at an Indian casino in the desert, and it was pricier than a bunch of shit here in L.A.
Gotcha.
And, like, we would have had to stay overnight if we were doing this because, oh my fucking God, it's hell and gone from here.
Gotcha. Nope, that's fine. That's fair.
I looked at the tickets.
I seem to remember that now. Yeah.
That's fine. If I had to pick between this and that, I would pick this.
This and anything else, this. So, yeah. Okay, so Friday, Patch, Not Here, and I are going to see...
Melissa Etheridge and Jewel.
Yes.
I'm really excited about that.
It's going to be so different. It'll be great.
It's going to be so good.
Yeah.
Melissa Etheridge is amazing.
Yeah.
I've wanted
to see Jewel live forever.
I think I saw her once in the 90s at some festival.
Okay.
And she was good, but I think that the sound might have been shit because she wasn't great like I expected her to be.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't know an awful lot about festivals and the technical side of music and perform. What is the word I'm looking for?
Production.
Production. Thank you, Rick. Or Ranger Batman or whoever the fuck you are in the back. We'll just cut that out.
That guy.
You assume my edit. That's so sweet.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I didn't know anything about fucking production back then.
All right, so I've been Twisted Cat.
I've been Patch.
I'm
that guy.
And or that guy.
Get in the van!
Get in the van!
We're doing podcast stuff!